You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Is IndiGo headed the Jet Airways way? Now, that's rather compelling headline, but are we really heading towards another crisis in the Indian aviation sector? Riya Arora's 19th May piece in Curious retells how the IndiGo crisis came under the spotlight after promoters Rakesh Gangwal and Rahul Bhatia moved the National Company Law Tribunal over mounting disagreements. Now, that piece tried to highlight what it called the Indian aviation sector's beleaguered state. And on this edition of Digging Deeper with Money Control, we will try and focus on just that. What is going on in IndiGo? My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Digging Deeper with Money Control,
the Deep Dive podcast series.
The Curious piece spoke of how India's largest airline with 46.9% of the market share, IndiGo, is facing internal managerial struggles as it continues to report losses, and that the airline's two main promoters, Rahul Bhatia and Rakesh Gangwal, have hired lawyers to resolve a dispute between them on whether the airline should adopt double-aisled aircraft or code shares with other international airlines. IndiGo also cancelled flights in March after it fell short of pilots to operate newly acquired carriers and clearly failed to capitalize on Jet's temporary shutdown back then. The story began when the founders Rakesh Gangwal and Rahul Bhatia co-founded IndiGo in 2006. The piece informs us that Gangwal holds 37% and Bhatia has 38% of Interglobe Aviation, which is the airline services company that runs IndiGo. The remaining equity is with the public, financial institutions, and other investors. But who is Gangwal? Gangwal is an aviation veteran and has worked with United Airlines in 1984 and Air France before being appointed CEO and chairman of US Airways Group. He was also named by Forbes magazine as the 775th richest billionaire in 2019 and the 70th richest in India in 2015. And what of his other partner and promoter of IndiGo? Rahul Bhatia took over as the airline's interim CEO while new candidates were being vetted. This was in 2018. This January, Ronojoy Dutta was named IndiGo's new CEO. Like Gangwal, Bhatia has also been featured on Forbes' list of billionaires. He ranked 504th in the world and 41st in India in 2018. First Post was among the first sources to report that Gangwal had issues with Bhatia's influence over the airline's operations, executives and management. However, Ronojoy Dutta had made a much publicized statement where, among other things, he said that Gangwal did not want to take control of the airline. In the statement, Gangwal was cited, and I quote, "to put to rest the messaging on the fact that the RG Group is attempting to renegotiate the shareholders' agreement, I am placing on record that the RG Group, that is the Rakesh Gangwal Group, stands by the current shareholder agreement, which in any case expires this October." End quote. The pair is, however, as has been reported widely, also reportedly arguing about the future of the airline and weighing whether to add superior double-aisled aircraft or deal in code shares for their international ambitions. Says Riya on the Curious piece, and I quote, "Bhatia wants to invest in a double-aisled carrier that can fly non-stop for over 10 hours and make passengers more comfortable, while Gangwal wants to focus on code shares, a commercial arrangement where two or more airlines sell seats on a flight operated by one of them under their own flight code." Bhatia and Gangwal have now enlisted JSA Law and Khaitan & Co. law firms, respectively, to figure this problem out, unquote. Mint spoke to Pavan Kumar Vijay, founder of advisory firm Corporate Professionals, who said that the emphasis will be on the effort to first resolve the differences within the boardroom over the question of who controls the company. Under Section 241 of the Companies Act, a shareholder can take other shareholders to task if the former alleges that the company is being run according to the latter's interests only. While this drama unfolds in the background, IndiGo announced this February that 30 flight cancellations would unfold till March, and in 2018, the airline has also cancelled close to 2,000 flights after safety concerns rose about their engines. So, in addition to the boardroom drama that's happening, there are also these other problems that several of the airlines in the Indian aviation sector have had to contend with, something that IndiGo has also faced. There have been conflicting stories emerging from the Indigo battlefield as we speak. While Business Standard said Indigo will be adding 100 new aircrafts this year at a rate of 9 aircraft a month, there were comments from observers about how the airline would need to hire about 2,000 more pilots. Indigo COO Wolfgang Prock-Schauer, on the other hand, told Financial Express that the airline has hired more pilots who will be joining in April and can help correct the ratio of piloting crew to aircraft. This has happened or not, I am not entirely sure as of now. Rhea quoted Prock-Schauer, who said, "We are sticking to the growth forecast given to investors. There was a slight mismatch in the projected and actual availability of pilots, but we are on our way to set things right by April." Unquote. A Rediff report says that Indigo has asked recruiters to focus on pilots from Latin America and West Asia, where airlines are trying to reduce their costs and laying off staff. However, hiring foreign pilots needs to undergo a more stringent approval process, which is adding to the delay. The Economic Times, on the other hand, found that Indigo had invested in expensive software that organizes pilot rosters for maximum productivity, so the airline could coast in the interim with a smaller crew. However, the new schedules were hectic and impacting pilots' personal lives. There have been reports about disgruntled pilots deciding to form a union, though the management has set up a committee to look into their grievances. There's also the question of a rise in salary costs that the company will have to deal with in the face of the fact that the company reported in 2018 its lowest quarterly profit since it launched its IPO in 2015. Rising fuel costs and a depreciating rupee have made future projections sluggish, with the company's fuel expenses spiraling by 54% and transactions for other unrelenting expenses like airport rent, maintenance and refueling made in the American dollar. The expansion plans seem unrealistic, and former CEO Aditya Ghosh's resignation certainly did not help matters. Stories about rude staff and faulty engines have also muddied the waters further for Indigo. With all the unresolved issues on their plate, Indigo has not maximized the gains from Jet Airways' absence in a competitive market, unlike SpiceJet, which moved in for the kill and took over routes to Kathmandu, Hong Kong, Colombo, Bangkok, Dhaka, Jeddah and Riyadh. If you've been to an airport recently, you would also see that several of the aircrafts in the Jet Airways fleet have actually been running with SpiceJet logo on them. The livery remains much like it was with Jet Airways, but the name has been changed to SpiceJet. So if there is anybody filling in the lacuna that is left by Jet Airways in the interim, it is SpiceJet and certainly not Indigo as of now. Now let's speak a little bit more about the lacuna left by jets not flying as of now. But of course, there's more developments in the jet story. Hinduja Group is certainly appearing to be keen. They're combining with Adigro and Naresh Goyal and are set to revive the airline, according to recent reports. I don't have more on this story yet, but we will be sure to give you more as and when we know more. But let's for now see what has been happening based on the lacuna that is left by jets' absence. Money Control has recently reported that the government had decided that Air India would get half of jet slots on high-demand routes and the rest would be given to carriers ranked on the basis of flight frequency, which is measured in something called available seat kilometers or ASKs. Here too, Indigo has not had an easy time. The Economic Times reported that conflicts have cropped up between Indigo and its main domestic rivals over the method of distribution of grounded Jet Airways foreign flying rights, among them, by the Aviation Ministry. This strategy is currently benefiting Indigo, as it is the market leader, but its main rivals, that is SpiceJet, Vistara and Go Air, have voiced their objection to the Aviation Secretary Pradeep Singh Kharola, saying that this move would create a monopoly. A source from the Aviation Ministry said, and I quote, "While the decision on the award of foreign flying rights of Jet Airways temporarily to other carriers has been taken, the opposition by airlines to the AIC is being discussed," unquote. Quoting the Money Control piece here, state-run Air India has been allotted around 5,700 weekly seats on the India-Dubai route, over 5,000 on the India-Qatar route and 4,600 additional seats to and from London. This is about 50% of Jet's quota on routes, unquote. While a SpiceJet spokesperson said, and I quote, "This is temporary allocation. The objective is to immediately provide flights for passengers who are paying high fares, mostly to foreign airlines. This objective is fulfilled by those airlines that can provide immediate capacity and who have slots at both origin and destination. The rule referred to was made in 2005 with the objective of protecting incumbent carriers at the time, primarily Air India. The rule is not relevant to the temporary allocation that is being done at this time. The ministry has already ignored this rule by allotting some of Jet's traffic rights to Air India on a temporary basis. Unquote. While most industry members believe that IndiGo will get the slots as it has the most market share, the bigger issues are caused by differences within the company. Even though IndiGo's CEO Ronojoy Dutta has been at pains to state that despite the rumbles, the company's growth strategy remains unchanged. Anirban Chaudhary wrote in an Economic Times report that Ronojoy Dutta believes the company has a great track record of resolving issues, and that in any strong and well-managed company, there will always be differences. Sources have also told Economic Times, and as we have said before in not so many words, that the differences stem from multiple reasons, including a shareholders agreement skewed heavily in favor of Bhatia, as well as differences in their respective visions for the future of the airline. Quoting from the Economic Times, the agreement, which expires in October, gives Bhatia's holding company, Interglobe Enterprises, the right to appoint the chairman and key managerial personnel, including the managing director, chief executive officer and president of the company. It also has the right to nominate three non-independent directors, one of whom will be non-retiring, unquote. And as we've said before, in the statement, Dutta has cited Gangwal as saying that the RG Group, which represents his and his family's holding, has no interest or desire to take control of the company or to renegotiate the shareholders' agreement. Dutta has said that the promoters and the board have worked as a team in making the management changes, and that not every management change should be seen as a sign of dissonance at the top. Dutta acknowledged that Bhatia is represented by the law firm Jay Sagar Associates and Gangwal by Khaitan & Co. But he also added that they've been on retainer by the founders since IndiGo's IPO in 2015, unquote. There are, of course, also rumblings about the managerial styles. There is accusations from one side that Rakesh Gangwal was taking it in a direction that was not entirely okay with Mr. Bhatia, considering, of course, that Gangwal also brought in the new CEO and several other foreign appointees from his US Airways and foreign flying days. It has been suggested that the predominant managerial style in IndiGo these days skews more heavily towards Rakesh Gangwal. These are, of course, accusations and counter-accusations, but as of now, these are the official statements we have from both the camps.
The Deep Dive podcast series.
Considering all of these stories swirling around, they have been in damage control mode. On the 18th of May, Money Control also cited Reuters to share that CEO Ronojoy Dutta's statement that we've been quoting from generously throughout the piece. He said, and I quote, "We're all very much united in vision, purpose and direction as we move forward to build a world-class airline. I would like to forcefully address these baseless speculations as they're not in the best interests of our shareholders, our employees and the traveling public. It is true that IndiGo has gone through a number of changes in a continuum that stretches from Aditya Ghosh to Greg Taylor to a team of highly skilled expatriates to me, but all great companies go through periods of transition as they evolve from one phase of their growth to another, and a little bit of turbulence during these transition phases is neither unusual nor unwelcome," unquote. Whether these statements can quell the gathering storm is, however, another matter, as a sharp fall in IndiGo's shares earlier this week was noted by investors who feared that exit of one of the promoters could impact the airline's growth. Well, the fault lines have been cited, and it is up to the company to make sure that they don't swallow the brand equity, which has kept it afloat thus far in rather challenging times and still keeping it the number one airline in the country. How these things unfold is a matter of time, and I'm here, of course, to let you know all about it. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This has been a Digging Deeper podcast, and you have been listening to Money Control.